later rush hour with some of the delays and postponements this morning. Virginia 66 and 95 runs without incident. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit aplus-hvac.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow's done. Just a few leftover flurries this morning. Otherwise, clouds mixed with sunshine. A gusty northwest breeze at times making it feel chillier. Daytime highs today up to 48. 31 tonight outside the Beltway, even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Haymarket, 34 in Bethesda, 36 degrees in Washington. He left behind a confession, but the Austin bomber remains an enigma. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. Joining us at 7:05, Peter Schweitzer has another book out, a lot of bombshells. Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. We've all been wondering how they all get so rich. He's going to tell us. At 8:05, from the Washington Examiner, Al Weaver will discuss the spending bill with him and the president's phone call with Putin and the congratulations that so many people are so upset about. At 8:15, from the White House, Hogan Gidley on the spending bill. And at 8:35, Mark Ciardi, he's the producer of a new movie coming out April 6th, Chappaquiddick. And that is getting good reviews from people who have seen it so far. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Tony Schaefer is here with us.
Hey, Mary.
Vince Colonnese doesn't have a voice, and it's hard to do radio when you are voiceless.
I think he was out playing poker last night and just smoked too many cigars. I mean, knowing Vince and how he likes to kick back and have a few, you know, bottles of scotch and cigars over cards, you know, who knows what happened.
All right, let's talk about Facebook. That is something that all of us are on. Most people I know have a Facebook account. I have noticed it's funny that, years ago when I first got on Facebook, which I wasn't even going to do, but I got on, anyway, I got on Facebook.
Hey, we're friends on Facebook.
Yes, we are friends on Facebook. And thank you for accepting me.
Me
too. It took a long time. When I friended my niece on Facebook, my brother-in-law was telling me the story that all of a sudden this hue and cry comes from her room. And he's like, what's wrong? She's like, Aunt Mary friended me on Facebook.
Oh,
because it's
life
where all the kids
over.
Were, you know.
Yeah.
And now, like, her aunts on Facebook was a terrible thing. Well, it's come full circle. My parents friended me on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, God. Why? Who put them on Facebook? It was my brother. I'm like, I hope you're happy. They friended me. He's like, they don't know what they're doing. Don't worry about it. They'll never know. But, you know, the younger people getting off Facebook, I noticed my niece's accounts aren't as active as they used to be. They're more on Instagram, and they've moved on to other things, not on Facebook as much. And you've got people like my parents on Facebook now.
It's all about cute cat videos, to be honest with you. I mean,
of course.
That's it.
Who doesn't love a good cute cat? Well,
right.
It's also apparently about mining data, as we know. This Cambridge Analytica is being called a scandal. And I think it's just a scandal because people found out about it. Cambridge Analytica was capable through another party to get data from Facebook.
Right.
And what they do is they have apps. If you play the games, you know, when you play a lot of these games on Facebook or Farmville and all those things.
Or you do your profile, like, who are you most like? You know, what villain are you most like?
Right. Yeah, exactly. What would you look like if you were a man? You know, that kind of thing. you check off these boxes and there's this fine print that no one reads and they go through. And by doing that, you're allowing them access to all your friends on Facebook.
That's right,
your friends list. If you have your phone number on there, they get your phone number, your email address.
Favorite kind of coleslaw.
All that stuff. They get everything. That data is then sold to companies like Cambridge Analytica, who use that data then to sell it to whomever wants it, who is willing to pay the price. Now, this was done during the Obama administration.
Right.
When President Obama did this, it was considered genius, and there were all these articles. I know Time magazine ran a huge expose on President Obama and how brilliant they were, the genius of his campaign to get young people involved by using this data.
Right. Well, look, Carol Davidson, who worked as the media director for Obama for America, claimed the Obama administration, quote unquote, mined millions of people's information from Facebook. I mean, she bragged, for goodness sake. The videos are still online of her taking credit for this brilliant move. And we're talking, Mary, in this case, Facebook pushing the data to them. It wasn't like they had to go get it. It was given to them. And on top of that, there's evidence in the Clinton emails that was leaked, the Podesta emails, where Ms. Sandberg, the actual CEO of Facebook, is talking to John Podesta, the campaign lead for Hillary Clinton, getting the same data. It's like, hey, what can I do to help you? I want to see the first woman president. If that ain't taken aside, I don't know what is. So I got to tell you, this is not about Facebook, quote unquote, doing the right or wrong thing. This is about Facebook getting caught doing what they've done all along, is they've put data anywhere they can make money off of it or they can invest politically. That's what happened here. That's the bottom line.
And I think we all knew that. I think we, deep down inside, we all knew that they take certain information, which is why I don't do those quizzes. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't post any of that stuff on my page. Yo, post it on your page using Facebook. I don't do that. I don't use the app, because when you use the app, you give them access to everyone on your friends list, and then they take your phone, your contacts list on your phone, because they have access to that too. You give them that when you use the Facebook app, and then they can match up. Oh, look, Tony Schaefer's in Mary's contacts list. Right. Oh, here's Tony Schaefer on Facebook, and they match it up, and now they know that's your phone number. So we've all kind of known that, but I think it's really, really out there, and people are starting to think about how much information they're giving Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg is now under a lot of pressure to deal with this and to address this, because he's known it's going on. So it's been 5 days. He finally broke his silence on CNN.
If you told me in 2004, when I was getting started with Facebook, that a big part of my responsibility today would be to help protect the integrity of elections against interference by other governments, I wouldn't have really believed that that was going to be something that I would have to work on 14 years later.
I'm going to challenge you.
We're here now.
I'm going to challenge you.
And we're going to make sure that we do a good job at it.
Have you done a good enough job yet?
I think we will see. But, you know, I think what's clear is that in 2016, we were not as on top of a number of issues as we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there he is. So, you know, listen, we've got to be better. Here's the thing. Mark Zuckerberg knew all along this was going on.
Correct.
So these apologies, we got to do a better job. No. You knew what you were doing.
Right.
You were making billions off selling the information. That's what all this social media is about. It's about data gathering.
Right.
That data is so valuable because they sell it to millions and millions of people, lots of corporations and everybody who wants your email address. How do you think you get all this spam for all this stuff?
Well, no, and like we, you know, Mary, we talked about this in the air and with other folks. Abel Danger back in the late 90s was essentially a data mining project was used as the predicate for targeting Al-Qaeda. And we recognized back in the 90s when the internet was just you know, kind of brand spanking new, the potential for the data, the linkages. So we figured out operationally how to do this thing back in the late 90s. This is that on steroids. We're talking about being able to go down to a city block and figuring out how people may do something. And again, this is not new. They've known this for years. It's just the big issue now is other folks besides the people they choose or have people paying money to do have figured out how to leverage it. And that's the issue.
Now, Facebook representatives, Deputy Chief Privacy Officer Rob Sherman met with U.S. congressional staff for nearly 2 hours yesterday, and those meetings are going to continue today. There are rumors that Zuckerberg could be called to testify in front of Congress if necessary.
The short answer is I'm happy to if it's the right thing to do. You know, Facebook testifies in Congress regularly on a number of topics, some high profile and some not. And our objective is always to provide Congress with this extremely important job to have the most information that they can. So what we try to do is send the person at Facebook who will have the most knowledge about what Congress is trying to learn. So if that's me, then I am happy to go.
I'm sure he is the one that should go. I'd love to hear his little perky voice talking and answering questions that should be presented to him in a very direct way.
And at the end of the day, hopefully people are paying attention and being a little bit more careful with just clicking all of these I agrees and learning a little bit more of what you're actually agreeing to, because in the end, it's on you. 6:15, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let me start with Metro Rail operating this morning. Again, I'm back on a normal service.
service. However, the VRE and MARC trains, they're operating on reduced service, modified schedule, so you'll need a little extra time and expect some crowding conditions for sure for the VRE MARC trains, but Metro Rail should be good to go. On 210, Indian Head Highway northbound for the crash before the Beltway. If you're heading northbound, right as you come up to Kirby Hill Road, Livingston Road, watch for police at the scene. It looks like the far right they're trying to get by here. Oxon Hill Road picks up a lot of the heavy delays because of the commuters that are sitting in the backups taking that as the bailout. Southbound 210 coming off the Beltway at the scene of the crash. Your travel lanes are open and you are good to go. Hey, 270, good to go. Speaking of out of Frederick, down through to the Beltway, wide open trip here. Just be careful wherever you head this morning, even coming out of neighborhoods, secondary roads, potential some refreeze definitely could be an issue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds. It's going to be breezy. Winds up to 25 miles an hour. High of 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy after midnight. Low of 31. And then tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 48. Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 617 in this traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
Andrew McCabe back in the news. Interesting. You figured since he's gone, they might be laying low for a little bit. But something interesting has come out almost a year before Jeff Sessions fired Andrew McCain. Andrew McCabe. McCabe oversaw a federal criminal investigation into whether Sessions, quote unquote, lacked candor, which is a fancy word that they use for lied.
Intellectually dishonest.
That's okay.
That's right. You're not quite, you know, you have a loose relationship with the truth.
Lied. those of us not in the federal government or the military call
casual
it
casual relationship with the crew.
Whether he lied when testifying before Congress about contacts with Russian operatives. And according to sources, according to ABC here, McCabe authorized this criminal inquiry after Patrick Leahy, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and at the time, Senator Al Franken, wrote a letter in March of 2017 to the FBI, and they urged agents to investigate all contacts Sessions may have had with Russians and, quote, whether any laws were broken in the course of those contacts or in any subsequent discussion of whether they occurred. That's pretty broad, all contacts with Russians. Because remember, Jeff Sessions, the whole thing with Kislyak, where he said, no, I've never had any contact. Then he had to go back and say, no, I did. It was at a cocktail party.
Right.
You know, for all we know, he met Kislyak, shook his hand and said, oh, you know, nice to meet you. But he didn't count that as a contact with a Russian.
I have a hard time believing it's a contact either. I do these things all the time in D.C. I'm in the same room as Dave Petraeus. Doesn't mean I had a meeting with Dave Petraeus because I was in the same room with him, for goodness sake.
Right. But when it's the Russian, and they're the new boogeymen because, you know, the 1980s want their foreign policy back. Remember that quote?
Oh, yeah. And they do.
Attorney Chuck Cooper told ABC News on Wednesday that, quote, the special counsel's office has informed me that after interviewing the attorney general and conducting additional investigation, the attorney general is not under investigation for false statements or perjury in his confirmation hearing testimony and related written submissions to Congress. The thing is Jeff Sessions had no idea this was going on.
Yeah.
He had no clue that this entire investigation was going on and that Andrew McCabe had authorized this criminal investigation into whether Sessions lied about testifying.
Well, I think this is another clue or indicator, as we intelligence officers say, of what McCabe was really up to. To me, Mary, the fact that McCabe had ignored and sat on the sidelines and pushed things off regarding the Hillary Clinton investigation, I mean, we're talking about the evidence of the email server not being investigated regarding compromises. We're talking about the Clinton Global Initiative not being looked at. But for, you know, Jeff Sessions may not have reported the fact that he was, you know, may have gone to the same bathroom, not use the same stall, but the same bathroom as a Russian ambassador. Oh my God, we got to investigate that. Maybe they may have shared, like, you know, the mouthwash in the bathroom. Oh my God, they both touched the bottle. This talks about what the level of insincerity and dare I say, collusion with McCabe and anybody on the left who was out to disrupt the incoming Trump administration.
Now, one source told ABC News that Jeff Sessions was not aware of this entire investigation when he decided to fire McCabe last Friday. So there's none of this, he decided to do it because, you know, he was being investigated.
Right.
Sessions had no clue. This is all just coming out now.
Right.
And it's pretty ironic that McCabe was fired for being, lack of candor.
Lack of candor.
But yet he's investigating Sessions for quote-unquote lack of candor. And this started, and then we know that Jeff Sessions, and subsequently, he recused himself because questions came up. He recused himself from all things Russia, which I know made the president unhappy, but yet, so what were they investigating? But I think you bring this whole, we're going to find out
another clue.
Whole Andrew McCabe thing, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I look forward to seeing him at Walmart with those glasses being a greeter. I think he's going to be the best greeter ever at Walmart when it gets higher.
And you're going to go by just to troll
him. I am.
It's 622 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and joining me today is Rob Martin, health broadcaster, product developer. He's here to speak with us about a breakthrough in anti-aging skincare. It's called Genucel. May finally be the answer to target that eye puffiness and the bags. If someone's listening right now, Rob, and they decided to try Genucel, this eye serum, what results can they expect?
Well, they're going to get real results. This is not a makeup. I want to underscore there are other products out there, Larry. They're temporary fixes, they're makeup. We get to the core of the issue. So therefore, you're going to see real results starting in 12 hours and significant improvements over the next few weeks.
Now, what's in this stuff? You know, people are very wary about things that they put on their skin. What are the main ingredients in Genucel?
Okay. We have this wonderful peptide. It's called Isoril. We have a 2% solution. That's double what they used in the study. That's why it works so quickly. Isoril gets in there, really assists your body in removing the fluid, the inflammation, the puffiness, the bags that build up under your eyes. This is something that, unfortunately, most of us get as we get older. That includes men, guys. You want to look younger? I mean, really take years off your face. Try Genucel.
I love all the great offers that you have for my listeners. They blow me away. What have you got today?
Well, it's the spring clearance sale. This happens once a year, Larry. So I'll tell you what. You're going to call today, order Genucel risk-free, and you're going to get the breakthrough eyelid treatment. So now you can treat under your eye and on top as well. You're also going to get a free Genucel Immediate Effects called in the next 20 minutes. You'll also get the Genucel Collagen Builder, a moisturizer, and you're going to get the Deep Firming Serum. That's four bestsellers all together, four luxury gifts. Here you go. You go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or you call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we have early troubles on 210 Indian Head Highway. Still with this crash in place. Northbound 210 prior to the Beltway. You come up toward Kirby Hill Road on one side, Livingston Road on the other. Do watch. Police are there. They're still trying to get everything cleared for you. But delays are back to Old Fort Road North. So as you're pushing through there, I'm seeing a lot of commuters getting off at Old Fort Road North and then taking Oxon Hill Road. So number of commuters already taking that bailout trip. So plan for the extra time, please, on 270 coming south out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Wide open. Looks fantastic for the trip there. Beltway runs without much of any delay, Virginia or Maryland. Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users and enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow's done. Just a few leftover flurries this morning. Otherwise, clouds mixed with sunshine. A gusty northwest breeze at times making it feel chillier. Daytime highs today up to 48. 31 tonight outside the Beltway, even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 626 on WMAL. This time of year, we got snow yesterday. We're always worried about snow and the temperature. Why? Cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
We thought the cherry blossoms were going to bloom early. And then it got a little bit colder, and we started to see snow. They are predicted now to be peak bloom from March 27th to March 31st. Peak bloom when 70% of the blossoms have opened. That's according to the National Park Service. And they say the snow that we had yesterday is not expected to affect the blossoms at all. So it's good news. That's right. Beautiful.
According to the D.C. City Council, apparently people are controlling the weather. So thank goodness that control didn't result in any damage to the cherry blossoms. There you go, D.C. City Council. Just saying.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. Yeah.
No damage.
according to the National Parks Service, cool, calm weather can extend the length of the bloom. So that's good. And remember last year, we were talking about, we learned all about the elongating peduncles and all this other stuff because of, seriously, I know about, this is, when I get older, I won't know what planet I'm on. I'm going to be in the home. I'm going to have no clue what planet I'm on, but I will remember about how cherry blossoms bloom and elongating peduncles.
Peduncles.
Then I will remember.
We can say that on the air?
Yes.
I didn't know if there's one
of those. It's a biological term. Every cherry blossom has one. They're like elbows on humans, just saying. Mm. But remember last year, we had that really bad cold snap, and a lot of the cherry blossoms were killed off because their peduncles elongated prematurely. And so that third, they didn't make it. That was the first time that happened in the 105-year history of the cherry blossom. So the Cherry Blossom Festival already underway. The opening ceremony scheduled for Sunday, March 26th. 628 on WMAO.
Spring, it's finally here. Drinks are in the cooler, smoke is in the air, your tent is pitched, and the family is together. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Your one stop before the campsite. Save 20% on Cabela's exclusive Merrill Hikers. 25% on Turkey Vests. $100 on Taurus Millennium G2 Pistols. And get $800 off Humminbird Helix 12 SI Chirp Sonar GPS Combo. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
A few years back, I founded a small company. Now it's a big company. The main reason? Because we've always been innovative thinkers, especially when it came to our website and technology integrations. That's why when we saw our business start to accelerate, we partnered with AmericanEagle.com to develop a total digital solution. AmericanEagle.com took the time to learn our business goals, then helped us put a long-term strategy in place that would scale with our growth. They delivered a full suite of services from development and design to coding and hosting, which means our one point of contact understood the full scope of work. Best of all, when the project was done, our dedicated account manager and maintenance team were available 24/7 for support. So here's a small piece of advice from one innovative thinker to another. Don't hire a website company. Hire a strategic business partner. AmericanEagle.com. Give them a call at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW, the number one, and take your business to new heights.
Coming up on WMAL, we have an update of the accident that killed that woman with the Uberless, the driverless Uber car. Remember, and there was a woman who was killed. We have an update on that. Also, a liberal arts college switching it up. Not so much liberal arts anymore. People are not happy. It's 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now. WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Spring is officially here, and we're spending its first couple of days clearing out from under a biggest snowfall of the season. The federal government is opening 2 hours late this morning, as to all the area schools.
We start in Maryland, where these schools are closed today. Carroll, Frederick, and Howard County schools all closed. These schools 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools 2 hours late. In Virginia, these schools are closed. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed today. These schools 2 hours late, Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. D.C. schools opening on time. Get a complete list of closings and delay announcements at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Metro Rail and Metro Bus are operating normally this morning. MARC and VRE both on modified schedules. Congressional leaders have finalized a sweeping $1.3 trillion budget bill. Voting on it could begin as early as today. It would keep the government funded through the rest of this fiscal year. President Trump has named a University of Maryland AIDS researcher to head the CDC. Dr. Robert Redfield Jr. has also been praised for his recent work on the opioid crisis. And the president's nominating another University of Maryland professor, Michael Faulkner, to be Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy. Authorities in Austin, Texas say bombing suspect Mark Condon left behind a confession on his cell phone before he blew himself up.
Local police and federal agents spent Wednesday scouring the home of the Texas serial bomber. While no completed devices were found, the ATF did find the materials used to build more bombs. Police detained and questioned Condit's two roommates, hoping to learn more about the 23-year-old.
Correspondent Andy Rose checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,682. The Nasdaq at 73,45. Sports sponsored by Mattress Warehouse. The Wizards lose to the Spurs in San Antonio. The Caps were idle. They're in Detroit tonight to take on the Red Wings. Exhibition baseball losses for the Nats and the O's. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Before being bedmatched at Mattress Warehouse.
Ugh, that car just cut me off.
After being bedmatched at Mattress Warehouse.
No worries. You need to get where you're going.
Let Mattress Warehouse scientifically match you with the perfect mattress.
Mattress Warehouse. SleepHappens.com.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man can.
Financing terms through EnterBank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with factory-trained experts who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And Bray & Scarf has the big names, including premium brands like Sub-Zero and Wolf. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
You've got 3 days to save big on appliances at Bray & Scarf's 3-day sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get bonus rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, up to $600 back. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A long line up here to get past the accident. 210 Indian Head Highway trying to get up toward the Beltway. Right as you come up to Kirby Hill Road, Livingston Road. Do watch police at the scene there. Southbound side open. Do have a closure in town because of fire department activity. Eastern Avenue between Rhode Island Avenue and Bladensburg Road. So watch for that closure in that stretch. New York Avenue. Good as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway out of Riverdale Chevrolet. Nice and quiet there. Beltway still runs great. Maryland and Virginia with very light volume. Lighter than normal as well. 270 coming out of the Frederick area and down through to the Beltway. Much and any roads, potential of refreeze, especially the elevated surfaces, bridges, ramps, and overpasses, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few flurries left over this morning. Clouds will begin to mix with sunshine. Cloud sun later. Quite breezy and chilly, upper 40s. Overnight tonight, low 30s outside the Beltway, even colder. Friday, cloud sunshine in the upper 40s, and right now looks like a dry and chilly weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Chantilly, 32 in Bowie, 36 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Joining us in about a half an hour at 7:05 is Peter Schweitzer. He has another new book out, he of Clinton Cash, called Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. At 8:05, it's Al Weaver from the Washington Examiner to go a little bit more in depth on that spending bill because he's read all 2,000 pages. Also, we'll discuss the president's phone call with Putin. At 8:15 from the White House, Hogan Gidley to give us the White House's take on the spending bill. And at 8:35, it's Mark Ciardi. He's the producer of Chappaquiddick, new movie coming out April 6th. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is in for a voiceless Vince Colonnais. Thank you for stepping up. Appreciate
morning,
it.
I think he's reading that bill, that omnibus bill. That's he wants to study up and be ready to talk about it. So.
You know, knowing Vince, it's not that far off. All right, we talked about last week, I think maybe it was earlier this week, about an accident. It happened Sunday night in Tempe, Arizona, where there was an Uberless driver car. You hear about these driverless cars, that they're going to be on the road soon. 5 years from now, you're not even going to have to drive. You're not even going to have to know how to drive because we're becoming dumber and lazier. And so your car will just take you everywhere.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe we could put a lot of people in the car.
It takes me everywhere now, somehow. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, but I'm thinking maybe somehow we could get those ones where you put everybody, you put a lot of people in it, go into the same place, and it has just one driver. Oh, wait, it's a bus.
Yeah. Or a clown car in the case of Democrats when they go to the circus.
This woman, 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg, was hit and killed. She was struck by the car. Now, we know, the initial report said that she was outside of the crosswalk. And I said at the time, you know, when someone's outside the crosswalk, we don't really know what happened here. Because everybody's like, oh, the driverless car, this is terrible, struck and killed somebody. Well, you never know really what happens. You know, someone could have just come out in front of your car. That happens with some people who are driving their car and somebody just comes out, doesn't see the car coming, and comes out between cars or jaywalking.
Right.
Boom, they get hit.
Right.
Well, we know a little bit more now. Rafaela Vasquez, 44, was in control of the self-driving car. It was a Volvo XC90 SUV. Vasquez is one of Uber's safety drivers, and that's the person who's supposed to be there to take control just in case the car doesn't stop or does something wrong. You've got a human
in a loop
to intervene.
Now, the
Herzberg, homeless drug addict. Not that that matters in this, but it's being put into the report, so I'm going to give it to you. She walked out in front of the vehicle with her bicycle that had all of her bags and her belongings on it. She walked out in front of the vehicle. Now, they've released video footage from inside the vehicle. They did not release the exterior video footage because they say it's too graphic. But you can see the driver, and the driver's in the car, and it's dark. It's night, and the driver keeps looking down. Now, I'm telling you, both Heather Hunter and I, and Heather is one of the smartest people I know.
Yes, she is.
She and I agree This chick was looking down at her phone. She was not looking at the display on the dashboard. People were like, oh, she's looking at the display. We're like, no, no, no. She's looking down to the right, like far down, not at the display.
She was catching up
on her phone.
She was looking at TMZ to make sure she was all caught up.
Look at the video. Yeah. I'm sorry. I think if you look at her phone records, you're going to find out she was on her phone. That's my humble opinion of the analysis of the video that I've seen. She's looking up, then she looks down again, she looks up, and then her eyes get really wide, her mouth opens, boom, impact.
Right.
And this woman is killed. They don't know, you know, obviously who's at fault. However, there's a man named Samuel Abelsmaid. He is an analyst for Navigant Research, and they follow these autonomous vehicles. They deal with these autonomous vehicles. And he said that the vehicle's LIDAR, which is laser, and radar, which can see in the dark better than humans or cameras, should have detected this woman on the bicycle. Now, depending on how she came out into in front of the traffic, it could have been too quick, may not have been able to stop the car quickly enough. It says, he said, from what I see in the video, it sure looks like the car is at fault, not the pedestrian. But, I mean, the car's always at fault, you know, and then the driver of the car winds up being at fault in a situation like that because they say, oh, you should have been able to stop. Now, what else comes into play here? And you can decide for yourself if this is pertinent. This Rafaela Vasquez used to be Rafael Vasquez, but now identifies as a woman, so put an A on the end of her name, has not transitioned at all because Rafaela has a 5 o'clock shadow, so has not transitioned. I don't know. So they put all this stuff in the story. Vasquez has felony convictions for attempted armed robbery after a plot with a Blockbuster video store co-worker went awry. They were going to seize their own shop by taking it at gunpoint with Vasquez being...
That didn't work out well, apparently.
Yeah, it didn't work out. And Vasquez was convicted under his name of Rafael. Now he is Rafaela. His relatives say that she was troubled, had contemplated suicide when first jailed, and said that she did not see the bicyclist until it was too late. So people are questioning why Uber had someone with two felony convictions hired this person to be the self-driver in the car. But maybe this is where my sappiness comes in and my libertarian comes in. Listen, if they were convicted, they did their time. She wasn't dealing with children. I mean, this is someone who was sitting in a car as a driver. No passengers in the car. Right. I don't have a problem with that. I'm like, well, good for Uber for giving this person another chance. I don't have a problem with that, but that seems to be a big part of the story.
I'm with you. And to me, it's apples and oranges, literally. Or in this case, you know, transvestites and people who, you know, I mean, who are normal. I mean, this person, if she wants to transition, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if the guy wants to be a girl. It's not relevant to the technology. And so in this case, Mary, the technology, I believe, and hey, look, you and I drive in D.C. every day. We drive down tight roads with cars parked along the side.
Yep.
And you know any second someone could open a car door.
Yep.
Or walk out.
Yeah.
And you can't, you can't stop.
So it looks from preliminary investigations, this is an accident.
Right.
That's what it was. It was an accident. 6:44 on WMAL.
Hi, Johnny Holiday inviting you to the grand opening celebration this weekend at Stroh Snyder's Hardware's newest store in Kensington. Stop by Stroh Snyder's in Kensington, make a $5 donation to Children's Miracle Network. You'll receive 20% off almost anything that fits in a 5-gallon bucket, and you get to keep the bucket. Buy 1 gallon of Clark & Kensington Bounce Bar Aspire or Optimus Paint, get the second gallon free. That's this weekend at the new Stroh Snyder's Hardware in Kensington, corner of Connecticut and Knowles. See you there.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around.
Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
6:45 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this 210 incident escalating. Looks like they are diverting traffic now in each direction. 210 Indian Head Highway. This is going to be, well, that's just outside of the Beltway. So if you're heading northbound before you get to the Beltway, right near Livingston, Kirby Hill Road at that intersection, traffic being taken off of 210. Watch for Kirby Hill Road, obviously. Livingston Road picking up a lot of the volume. Oxon Hill Road. Looks like they might need to be doing an investigation. Reports of a fatality at the scene of this incident. 210 Indian Head Highway prior to the Beltway. Now, otherwise, we've been okay around the Beltway. Don't have much to report. And light volume through Tyson's, across the Legion Bridge and Wilson Bridge. We're still running at a pretty decent speed. Be careful, though. Potential of the refreeze, definitely an issue. We have a crash on the toll road. One reported on its side, westbound Dulles Toll Road, as you're heading out past the Fairfax County Parkway. All of that along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly weather in the wake of low pressure heading up the eastern seaboard. Record snow at Dulles yesterday, 4 inches at Reagan National. Some more, some less now. Gusty wind, a few flurries left over. Clouds mixed with sunshine today, 48. Tonight down to 31, becoming partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 48 degrees, cloud sunshine. Probably only in the mid to upper 40s over the weekend, but we should stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 646 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather brought to you by Pella Windows.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from minus 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella Windows and Doors. Perfectly beautiful.
So we're just talking about that driverless Uber car that hit that woman in Tempe, Arizona, and the woman was killed. And that's not the first accident we've seen with these driverless cars. Tony, do you take Uber and Lyft around D.C.
I actually take Uber on occasion.
All right. See, I go back and forth, whoever's got the cheapest fare.
When I'm not taking helicopters and rappelling out of them, of course, Uber's my choice.
Well, if you are someone who likes to take Uber and Lyft to get around, Mayor Bowser has a proposal that is not going to make you happy. Mayor Muriel Bowser released her 2019 proposed budget and financial plan. She released that yesterday afternoon. And contained in this budget, it's not 2,000 pages like the federal one, she's proposing a 3.75%, so 3.75% tax increase on people who take Uber and Lyft. Mm. So when you get your bill, there will be an additional tax on it. The current rate is 1%. She wants to raise it to almost 4%. Mm. 3.75% tax. So if you have a $10.10 Uber ride, it's going to be $10.47. Do you do the math? See?
Well, that and the, you know, it costs a lot of money to run that little trolley thing they got, you know? I mean, that's really expensive. And the weather control thing they want to put in there, that's going to cost them.
Yeah. Now, it's going to go from 1% to 4.75% because it's a 3.75% increase. Mm-hmm. So 4.75%, that's almost a 5% increase on more expensive trips. Obviously, you pay more because you do the math. She wants to do this because they're also good. She's going to combine that with a proposed commercial property tax increase and a small sales tax increase.
Small.
And she says that will generate more than $80 million for Metro, because Metro, as we know, is losing money. Metro's got a lot of problems.
Metro, let me be clear on this. Metro's problems are generated by the fact that they have horrible customer service, and they're not fixing stuff. So this is just going to throw more money after bad.
Oh, Mayor Bowser, listen to this. I'll leave you with this. Everyone benefits from a safe, reliable, and functioning Metro, whether you ever get on Metro or not.
Sure.
It's 6:49 on WMAL.
Imagine Rome, Florence, and Barcelona in one vacation. The Travel Store, who handles Chris Plant's listener cruises, is offering this world-class 7-day Mediterranean cruise aboard Regent Seven Seas all-suite Voyager on July 2nd. It's a terrific value that includes almost everything in one fare. You'll be sailing from Monte Carlo to Barcelona, stopping at Antibes, France, Florence, and Rome.
the French and Spanish islands of Corsica, Menorca, and Ibiza. And included in the fare, free beverages throughout the ship, including alcoholic and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, free prepaid gratuities. Plus, you'll receive a $300 per suite shipboard credit. Call the travel store at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Don't wait. Call 800-777-6540.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit Hope. TMS.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-348-2121. That's 800-348-2121. 800-348-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
That sound means that it's 6:53 and it's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Hi there, Mary, and good morning. After a late session sell-off yesterday, futures are lower. The Dow is indicated to drop 160 points at the open. Markets are all down in Europe, and they closed mostly lower in Asia. Crude oil is near a two-month high. You could soon see higher prices at the pump. Facebook's value has plunged after the data scandal. CEO Mark Zuckerberg broke his silence on CNN.
This was a major...
And he was asked about fake information on Facebook. He said, with a community of 2 billion people, I can't promise we're going to find everything. Shares are down another 1% in pre-market trading right now. Saving Toys R Us is good for the toy industry, says the CEO of the company that makes Bratz dolls. So he's gotten with some investors to try to keep a few hundred U.S. stores open that are being liquidated in bankruptcy. The March Madness Sweet 16 starts tonight with four regional semifinal games. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Shooters, hunters, sportsmen, this Friday and Saturday, Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring and Rockville, having their popular Ruger Days sale. For target shooting or self-protection, Ruger firearms represent the finest in American gun making. Meet factory reps, see all the new models, register to win a Ruger rifle. Come check out the Ruger Mini 14 and 10/22 rifles, or the new American and Mark IV pistols. 22 caliber target pistols will start at only $299. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we really do have a mess for our Maryland commuters that use 210 Indian Head Highway. So alert, alert, alert. Here we have a closure, complete closure of 210 Indian Head Highway in each direction. This will be just outside of the Beltway, right at the intersection. Kirby Hill Road on one side, Livingston Road on another. Unfortunately, here this morning, it's a fatal incident, so an investigation will be underway. If you're heading northbound, though, obviously traffic being diverted and just at a standstill. Oxon Hill Road picking up a lot of the early bailout traffic. So again, plan ahead if you head through Oxon Hill for Washington. This closure could be in effect until further notice, is what crews at the scene are saying. Now, let's get you across the Wilson Bridge on a much better note. With lanes open, no problems across the Legion Bridge. Who have fire department activity in northeast and shut down is Eastern Avenue between Rhode Island Avenue and Bladensburg Road due to a house fire on the Dulles Toll Road. Let's go westbound and through Reston and trying to get out toward the airport. There's a crash westbound Toll Road after the Fairfax County Parkway. Do watch for that activity coming inbound. All your travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure pulling away was record snow for the day to Dulles. Now in its wake, a few flurries left over this morning. Clouds will begin to mix with sunshine, cloud sun later. Quite breezy and chilly, upper 40s. Overnight tonight, low 30s outside the Beltway, even colder. Friday, cloud sunshine in the upper 40s. And right now, looks like a dry and chilly weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Celebrate National Frozen Food Month. Stop by the freezer aisle at your local independent supermarket for great deals on best yet frozen products. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snacks, when you want to enjoy high-quality frozen food without breaking your budget, think best yet.
The bomber was terrorizing Texas and Austin. We know that he has been shot. We know that, well, he blew himself up in his car. Yeah, that's how you know it was him.
That's right. It's kind of a big clue. It's like he blew himself up.
They knew they had the right guy, Mark Anthony Condit, 23 years old, and that angry at the world. This is Austin Police Chief Brian Manley talking about a recorded video confession about 25 minutes long that they found on Mark Condit's cell phone.
The suspect describes the six bombs that he constructed with a level of specificity that he identified the differences among those six bombs. We have told you all along that they all had similarities, which they did as far as specific components, but there were also differences between them. And on this recording, he identified what those differences were.
Wow. So he was very proud of his work. He was more than he knew he was going to get caught. He was not like the Unabomber. Remember, the Unabomber would there be one, and then a couple of years later there would be another one. So it was very hard to get him.
Right.
This guy, they knew who he was. They released three different pictures of him going into FedEx facilities with the same disguise. They said it was a really bad disguise. Everybody
blonde
knew.
Wig, yeah.
Everybody knew the wig was fake. He had gloves on, but there was the same. He used Kelly Kilmore as who was the guy whoever was.
That's a clue.
Yeah, the name on the package, because you can't do it anonymously. The police chief also talked about the motive.
I know everybody is interested in a motive and understanding why, and we are never going to be able to put a ration behind these acts. But what I can tell you, having listened to that recording, he does not at all mention anything about terrorism, nor does he mention anything about hate, but instead is the outcry of a very challenged young man talking about challenges in his personal life that led him to this point.
We're hearing a lot this, and I feel badly. We've talked about the millennial generation, the younger millennials who are suffering a quote-unquote quarter-life crisis, something no generation before them ever had, you know, because life is hard and they're coming out of college with a lot of debt, and which they do. They're coming out of college with a boatload of debt, and a lot of that can be overwhelming. I also think they've never really been taught how to deal with any kind of adversity. There's been no training for sometimes things go wrong in life, and this is how you deal with it, and I don't know. We'll never know. This reminds me of the Vegas. We still don't know what happened in Vegas.
Well, there's more clues there that need to come out.
Well, if you're not going to tell us, it's not fair to tease.
It's coming.
Coming up on WMAL.
Yeah, at 7:05?
At 7:15, we're going to talk about President Putin and the phone call with President Trump.
Right.
And what... the leak.
More on the leak.
Yeah, and also Peter Schweitzer will be joining us at 7:05 to talk about his new book, Secret Empires. He's going to tell us how that political class gets so rich just by being politicians and serving us. 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The snow is gone, but it's still having an impact on us. The federal government is opening 2 hours late this morning. As to all the area schools,
these schools are closed in Northern Virginia. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed today. These schools 2 hours late, Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. In Maryland, these schools are closed, Carroll, Frederick, and Howard. These schools 2 hours late, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools all 2 hours late. D.C. schools are open on time. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Metro Rail and Metro Bus are operating normally this morning. MARC and VRE trains both on modified schedules. Many Amtrak trains between here and Boston have been canceled. Congress has a budget deal to prevent another government shutdown.
The White House says President Trump will sign the $1.3 trillion spending package for the rest of the fiscal year. That's despite relatively little funding for his border wall project. There is no compromise for so-called dreamers either. It increases defense spending and domestic spending by $700 billion. That, coupled with tax cuts and built-in spending, however, means the deficit for this year will be well above $1 trillion. The plan should get significant bipartisan support, though, as there is something for every political persuasion, according to negotiators. More than 2,000 pages, there's not going to be time for legislators to read it all before having to vote to prevent a government shutdown Friday midnight. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Loudoun County. County residents are getting their chance to weigh in on the county budget as the Board of Supervisors prepares for a final vote in a couple of weeks.
Many in Loudoun County believe school employees aren't being paid enough. Leesburg resident David Polanzi tells the Board of Supervisors earlier this month the Loudoun Education Association's been working
to educate the public about the abysmal pay of many employees who work 12 months a year, 8 hours a day, and are paid less than $32,659, a living wage for Loudoun County.
But resident Brian Davidson says the sheriff's office is suffering.
Because you literally shower LCPS with unneeded raises while the sheriff responsibly manages his budget.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two University of Maryland professors have been named to positions in the Trump administration. Michael Falkender has been named to Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy, and Dr. Robert Redfield Jr. will become the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook must give full disclosure to its users in the wake of the Cambridge Analytics scandal.
One of the most important things that I think we need to do here is make sure that we tell everyone whose data was affected by one of these rogue apps, right? And we're going to do that. We're going to build a tool where anyone can go and see if their data was a part of this.
And Zuckerberg said in a CNN interview that he will testify to Congress if called to. There's an outbreak of the mumps at James Madison University. Health officials say 14 students and 5 staff members have come down with the mumps. Lab results are still pending for 3 more students. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,682, the Nasdaq at 73.45. Sports, the Wizards lose in San Antonio. The Caps take on the Red Wings in Detroit tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
$1,000. Awesome. 4 chances each weekday.
Awesome.
It's 4K a day, and it's coming soon on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And I just want $1,000.
WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look
discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
705 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through Oxon Hill, boy, Fort Washington area. Just a really difficult and unfortunate morning. We have a fatal pedestrian accident now under investigation. Completely shut down. 210 Indian Head Highway. It's Kirby Hill Road on one side, Livingston Road on the other. So for all the commuters that are stuck in the backups trying to get up to that intersection, you'll be taking that left or right. At the scene of, again, this investigation now underway. If you're heading north, looking at delays that begin at Old Fort Road North, that'll be your bailout point for sure. Oxon Hill Road just at a crawl because everyone's trying to get somewhere. Also, you'll be taken off at Palmer Road, so that could work as your option too. But again, plan